Hi, my name is Danny Morrell, and this is Real Estate Sales, the podcast for real estate professionals and entrepreneurs that are on a path of daily inspired action leading towards success in every area of their lives. Get ready to once again break through and realize your true potential. Hey friends, hello and welcome to episode number 19 of the Real Estate Sales Show. I am your host as always, Danny Morrell. First, I want to say thank you to all of you that have been listening lately. 3 weeks into the month of May and we've had 10,000 downloads of our episodes. So the show is obviously growing. It's having an impact. And I also want to say thank you because something very unique happened this week. I decided to play one of our live broadcasts of our company sales meetings on my Facebook page, and that video got close to 40,000 views, and basically pandemonium ensued all across the country. We had realtors reaching out to us from Florida, from Chicago, from Texas, from Arizona, from the northern part of California, from Washington, all over the place. Asking for more information about how they can grow as business people. And so what I thought I would do for this week's episode is something different and something unique. You see, next week I'm going to be recording a live interview with my coach, Mr. Mike Ferry, who is the founder of Real Estate Sales Coaching. And quite honestly, pretty much responsible for all of our growth and development and a large portion of my personal growth and development. And so in order to prepare you for that show, which will bring you some information that some of you might have never heard before, I thought what I would do on this episode, episode number 19, is to share with you the broadcast of the live meeting that I had titled, How to Stop Being a Salesperson and Start Becoming a Business Person. Because you see, the reality is that most of us in the real estate industry are too busy out hustling to try to make a sale. We're too busy trying to hustle to go out and get a commission check. And yet we go to seminars, we look at top producers, and we look at the best of the best of the industry. And the reality is that those people are there because they treat their business like a business. And so it takes a certain mindset to change from being a salesperson and become a business person. And that is the focus of the following sales meeting and the following recording, which you are about to hear. Now, you can listen to this in a couple of different options. You can hear it here on audio, here on podcasts. I've had a lot of messages from people saying that you guys listen to us first thing in the morning at the gym, which is absolutely fantastic. You could go to our YouTube channel and listen to it there. But I would probably recommend that you go to my Facebook page, go to facebook.com/danny.morrell.page and see the live version right there the way it was recorded. It might be one of the best ways to watch it. Other than that, guys, as a reminder, before we start the broadcast, I want you to remember to please give us a 6-star rating on iTunes, leave a comment, and once again, thank you for being a part of this show. Thank you for being a part of what I happen to believe is a movement that is bringing a lot of value to the real estate community. Now, without further ado, here is the broadcast of the live sales meeting I recently had titled, Changing from Becoming a Salesperson into a Business Person. Hope you enjoy it. Bye-bye.
Ready.
You guys ready to get started?
Yes!
Say hello real fast to our audience from Facebook. Say hello, everybody.
Hello!
So, if you guys don't know me, my name is Danny Morrell. I'm the host of the Real Estate Sales Show. How many of you are enjoying that show?
Yes!
What's been your... How many of you guys last week's show?
Oh, yeah.
Some of you may not have liked that one too much because here's a young lady who is who's a mother who works 3 days a week, and I believe she's at 12 listings already this month. So just write this question down just to get started. What would my life be like if I took 12 listings a month? Some of you got a little bit uncomfortable because the imagination of that directly conflicts with the story that you have going on in your head right now about why things are not going okay. And that's okay, so let's make it more realistic then. All right, let's make it more realistic. What would my life be like if I took 4 listings a month. 4 listings a month. And you see, the focus of today, everybody, is that if you're here in this audience, if you are here at one of our offices, or if you're watching us on Facebook Live right now, the focus of today is to get you to understand that there's a definite difference from being a salesperson and becoming a business person. And I'm telling you this because I was a pretty damn good salesperson. As a salesperson, I sold in my best year 150 homes. About 60% of those sales were from listings. And the best part about it is that I worked 4.5 days a week. Now, some of you, that may be like, no, I don't even understand. No comprendo. How does that happen? Why? I'll tell you how it happens. It happens when you want it to happen. I'm going to repeat myself. That happens when you want it to happen. And you see, I can remember way back when I was 20 years old. You know, what do most 20-year-olds do? What do most 20-year-old men do? Party. Oh, they're partying, they're getting the girls, or the right? That's normal. I don't know why, and you know, thank you God, or thank you my mom, or whoever made me this way, but I wanted two things. Number one, I wanted a great business, and number two, I wanted a wife. That's what I wanted. Everybody wants different things, but I wanted that, and I wanted it like fast and now. So I started thinking to myself at a very early age, I was doing okay. I was selling 35 homes a year, but I was working 7.5 days a week. Who knows what I'm talking about? Mm. Yes, right? By the way, there's not really 7.5 days, but that's a joke. That's a joke, right? But I was working really hard, and I mean, guys, listen, for a kid that came from the ghetto to sell 30 homes times an average commission of $5,000, that's 150 grand. Listen, nobody in my family made even 60 grand. I mean, I was the king of the world. Who knows what I'm talking about, right? Yes. And yet, guys, that's one of the problems that we have in this industry. One of the problems that we have in this industry is that we really do not reach our true potential because our potential is based on what we see other people do, who we see other people become, and what we see other people accomplish. And I'm here to tell you that there's way more juice in you. I'm here to tell you that you've got way more potential than you, but it'll never happen as a salesperson, guys. It's gonna happen as a business person. And I remember when I first opened our company, my CEO coach used to tell me all the time, he says, listen, we're going to have to work on the shift behind you being a salesperson to you becoming a business person and a chief executive officer. And you know, here I am, I'm Mr. Cocky, because you know, I sold 150 homes, and in my head, I'm thinking, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm a great business person. What is he talking about? Look at my results, right? And yet, I'll tell you, it was one of the greatest struggles that I had, and it's one of the greatest journeys that I have. And what I'd like to do today is to take you on that journey so that whether you're a salesperson, a team leader, you want to be an owner someday, it doesn't matter, so that you can understand the importance between the two and how to make the shift. Who's up to play that game? Say I.
Aye.
All right, so let's rock and roll. I got a couple of points for you to write down, okay? So if you follow our show, you know that every single week on realestatesalesshow.com, we do our absolute best to bring you the best guests that we can bring you. We've brought you guests that talk about the importance of, you know, raising a great family. We've brought you guests that talk about great importance of going out and selling at a high volume. And this next week, I'm bringing a guest that I've never brought before, a gentleman by the name of Chris Stewart. Now, Chris Stewart is an interesting individual because he is right now in charge of all franchise development for all Berkshire Hathaway Home Service. He's basically like the second guy to the CEO. They, as a group, my buddy Gino and my buddy Chris, have accomplished in the first half of this year more than Berkshire had accomplished in the previous entire year combined. So trust me, if anybody knows about business, it's my buddy Chris. So I'm interviewing him yesterday on the show, and he asked me a question that I'm gonna ask all of you, and I want you to think about right now for a moment. He says, Danny, let me ask you a question. How many people do you know that make a deliberate decision to become a real estate agent? And let me phrase it to you this way. How many of your friends, and your fellow students when you were in junior high, when you were in high school, when they asked them, what do you want to become someday, said a doctor, a lawyer, a teacher, an astronaut, a fireman, a police officer. Who says this? Everybody says this, yes? Yes, yes or no?
Yes.
Everybody says one of those things. How many said a real estate agent?
No.
Nobody says that, right? So nobody has like a plan to become a real estate agent. You become a real estate agent typically because you become sick and tired of your job. You get frustrated with your income, and then you want to go do something different. So the reality is, how many of you, since you were a little kid, had a deliberate plan and made a deliberate decision to become a real estate agent? I know I didn't. Anybody here? Nobody does. Nobody in our industry does. And so then what happens is, point number two, if there's no deliberate plan to get into the business, Chris said, then there's no deliberate plan to run it. I'm going to say this again. If there's no deliberate plan to get into the business, then the reality is that there's no deliberate plan to run it. Who would agree with this statement?
Yes, agree.
So then what happens? Let's talk about this, okay? I'm all about helping you out, but I can't help you out if you don't understand where I'm coming from. And I'm telling you this because it happened to me. There's nobody there in the industry to show you, here's what you do from point A to point B. The model is broken. The typical brokerage conversation between a broker and an agent goes like this. Agent wants 125% split. Broker offers no value, so they have to give them the split. They shake hands. Broker says, there's your desk, there's your phone. Go get them, Tiger. And then the agent is just stuck there and doesn't know what to do. Does this sound familiar, yes or no?
Yes.
See, that's the worst part of our industry. The worst part of our industry is that we know the problem and nobody does anything about the problem. And why does nobody do anything about the problem? Because it's masked by one word, high commissions. See, the reality is that you as a salesperson, once you make a decision to go full-time like Eduardo did, right? Now you've got to go out and guess what? You got to go out and make it happen. So you really don't have to do any time to do any of this learning stuff. No. I got to go get a deal. And I got to go find a deal now because I have to go pay my bills. And so you go out and you work hard for 30, 60 days, right? And you do this. And after the 90th day or so, all of a sudden, a deal comes in and another deal comes in. And you go like this. Oh, my God, that's more money than I've ever made in my life. Yes or no?
Yes.
And that's when the problem really starts to really kick in. Because now you're trapped. Now you're trapped in the cycle and in the knowledge that you go out and find a deal and get a paycheck. And now you do that over and over and over and over again. Is that a business or a high paying job? Is that a business or a high paying job? Is that a business or a high paying job? It's a high-paying job. And typically what we do, since listings are so, well, they're simple when you know how to do them, but in our mind, they're so confrontational and they're so, there's leadership involved. Typically what we do is we don't want to work with sellers. We work with what?
Buyers.
Why? Because there's quote-unquote easier. And you need to get a deal because you have to go pay the bills as soon as humanly possible, yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
And 10 years later, where are you at?
Closing.
I'll tell you, I'm a fortune teller, ready? You close right about 20 to 30 deals a year, You've been stuck doing that production forever, You work 6 to 7 days a week, Probably on your second or third divorce right now, You don't have an opportunity to see your kids, And then you have an idea to grow your business, but you don't know how to do that, so you decide to make a team, And you have no listings to offer value to that team, so what do? You just bring on a lot of people, And those people serve as your ego because now your numbers go up, But the reality is that you're masking the fact that you're not running a business, you're running a high-paying job. Now, I could stop the conversation right now. And I know what I'm saying is very confrontational, but is it not 1,000,000% absolutely true?
Yes.
That's our industry right now. And it all is because of this. If there's no deliberate plan to get into the business, then there's no deliberate plan to run it. I'll tell you right now, when I opened this company, I had a very specific and deliberate plan on how I was going to run it. I had my outcome in place. I knew where I would be right now at this moment. As a matter of fact, all of you have the ability to do that right now. You all have the ability to get a crystal ball and declare your future. But you gotta start doing that, guys, because if not, you're gonna be just like everybody else in this industry. Working 7 days a week to close 20 to 30 deals. Point number three. The key, guys, is everything is driven by what you want. Everything is driven by what you want. What does that mean? Listen to me. I wanted to make a deal, right, when I first got in the industry. I needed to go out and I wanted to go out and pay my bills and make some money. Right? So what did I do? I went out and I tried to get in front of the most amount of buyers I possibly could as soon as possible. So how did I start? I went to the swap meet. That's how I started. Anybody ever been to the swap meet?
Yes.
If you're watching us on Facebook and you're from out of town, you may not necessarily know what a swap meet is, but that's okay. You're better off that way. Okay? But I went to a swap meet. And I went to a swap meet because that was a location where there were the most amount of people that I can talk to. Now, here was the difference. I wanted to be freaking amazing at what I did from day one. So my approach, my energy, my passion, my commitment, my dedication was a lot different right from the beginning. Because I didn't want to be average. I wanted to be phenomenal. You see, everything you do is driven by what you want. If you want to be average, guess what you'll do? What average people do. And that's okay. You'll be perfectly fine with that. As a matter of fact, you won't even realize that you're average because that's what your brain tells you that you want. But if you want to be extraordinary, guys, that's where you have to seek out people that can help you, to help you understand how to get there. And then you have to have the patience to get there. So let's talk about this for a second. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want to become? What do you want to create? What do you want to achieve? What do you want to be known as? What do you want to leave behind? Edward, if that's my journal, can I have it, please?
This one?
Yeah.
This is my journal?
My journal's somewhere if I could grab it. So I'll tell you guys a little story that makes me kind of proud. You know, I recently went to go out and create our trust with my wife, right? So we had to meet with a trust attorney. You know, and I don't know, we weren't really, I'm always in a suit, but I was in like in a t-shirt and shorts and flip-flops and, you know, here we come, this little young Hispanic couple with two little kids, and you know, they hadn't gotten their hair cut, so their hair's all over the place, and that drives me nuts, by the way. I like my boys to be sharp, you know, and my little baby is there, and my wife has the baby on her lap, and my little baby puts his feet on the lawyer's table. It's like a mess, right? And you can see the lawyer. The lawyer's like, who referred me these people? So he had me a questionnaire to fill out, and I had to fill out all of our assets and our income and our bank statement, everything, the whole thing, right? Which I don't have time to do that stuff. So my wife had did it, and she put it together. I looked at it. Yeah, it looks okay. He grabbed it. All of a sudden, he got real excited, and he also got real nervous because I probably make 10 times more than that lawyer does. Not bad for a little Hispanic boy from Rialto, huh? And here's the beautiful thing, guys. I do that because that's who I wanted to become. I never wanted any limits on my life. I never wanted anything other than greatness. And I knew what I wanted to leave behind for my boys and my family. You see, guys, and you can tell I get emotional about that, but when you get that sort of conviction about what you do every single day, you ain't gonna have a problem with getting on the phones. You ain't gonna have a problem with doing an open house. If we tell you to go to seminar, you go to, you, right away. There's no questions asked. You only don't do the things that great people don't do when you're not clear with how great you want to become. I'm going to say that again. You only don't do what great people do when you're not clear with how great you want to become. That's it. Because when you're committed to greatness, guess what you do? Look, you may not have the answer. You may not know how you're going to make it. You may not know how you're going to do it. But damn it, you're just going to start taking action in the right direction. And through your faith and tenacity, know that it's going to work itself out. Point number four. And I am live on Facebook, so I'm going to keep going, right? But you know, homework assignment is you got to get clear with what you want, guys. And sometimes it's as, so there it is. So the first question we must ask her is what we want. What we want. And sometimes it's simple things, right? Somebody messaged me on Facebook, you know, and I try to help as many people I can, but it's getting a little overwhelming. There's people starting to message us all across the country, you know, and a young lady messaged me, she's probably watching, and said, she said, I'm having a bad quarter. I've lost motivation. What's wrong with me? Fix me. Like, okay. I wish I'd give you a prescription, right? So what I told her is, if you're having a bad quarter, you've lost motivation, is because you're not clear with your why. So then she sends me her business plan. And I said, that's not your why. That's your plan. And then she sends me something else. I said, no. Those are words. What's your why? Why do you do what it is that you do every single day? So I knew for me, just to help joggle your memory a little, or your mind a little bit, I knew for me, when I asked myself, what do I want? I said, I first want to be number one in the city. As an agent, it was like, I want to be number one in the office. Like, look, we have 9 offices now, right? We're growing. 320 agents. By the end of the year, it'll be 500 agents. Right, if I were you, who wants to start playing life at a bigger level? Raise your hands. Okay, listen, I would demand of myself to be number one in my office by the end of the year, period, end of story. I would demand that. Now, I wouldn't be mean about it, I wouldn't be unfriendly, I would just, in my heart, I would want to be number one. Can I tell you why this place is packed the way it is on the first day we've opened? Because they want to be number one. They want to beat Rancho. They want to beat Corona. They want to be down. They want to be number one. Make no mistake about it. That's what they want to be. So then your actions are a little bit different when you want to be number one, aren't they? See, and then what you do, the second phase is you got to be number one in your region. In your region. Whatever that is. Or in your city. Right? Or maybe it's not even about being number one. Maybe it's you want to give back. Maybe you hate poverty, and someday you want to open up an orphanage in Mexico somewhere or in some sort of other country, and you want to be able to, on a monthly basis, fund that operation. Maybe you want to do that. Maybe real estate isn't even your passion. Maybe like yoga is your passion. Or maybe food is your passion, and someday you want to open up a restaurant, and this is the vehicle that will allow you to get there. Maybe that's what you want. Look, I cannot tell you what to want. That's on you guys. All I can do is, once you're clear with what you want, I can show you how to get there. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Point five. Once you know what you want, guys, you gotta have a plan to achieve it. And we're gonna start getting into the intricacies of this training in a little bit. Once you know what you want, you gotta have a plan to achieve it. I sat yesterday, I had a potential. Look, I'll tell you right now, we're nowhere close to where we're gonna be as a company. We're not even, like, where we are right now is like, bing! It's like, we're just getting started. So I am smart enough to understand that based off of my knowledge and experience, I'm gonna need some help. And so I flew in yesterday a potential chief operating officer or chief executive officer. And just in that meeting alone, we created a roadmap and a plan. Literally, you can do this on chicken scratch to get us to 20,000 transactions a year and make us a top 10 real estate company in the country in 5 years. Now, that's a lot better than, I need to go make a deal. you see, you want to have passion. You want to, somebody said today, I want some of your energy. Get clear with what you want and get really, really excited about it. What's stopping you from closing 100 deals a year? Nothing. Only what's going on in your head right now. That's it. Well, if you want 100, why not shoot for 20? By when? You could do that in the next 3 months. And then hit 30. And then hit 50. And then hit 80. And then go for 100. And trust me, guys, whether you're here in our company or you follow us on our show, you have a commitment from me that we will teach you how to get there. But I can't teach you how to go nowhere if you don't know where you want to go. Does this make sense, guys?
Yes.
It's all a mind shift, right? Well, once you know where you gotta go, then you have to have a plan to achieve it, okay? Now, I'm going to make a pause here. I don't have time to show you how to put together a business plan for a real estate salesperson. But what I will tell you is there is one component of that plan that is absolutely the most important component in the plan. I want you to write down two words, please. Lead generation. Lead generation. Lead generation, by far, guys, the most important component of a business plan. Lead generation is the engine that runs my business. Write that down. Lead generation is the engine that runs my business. I'll tell you right now, if you're off to a slow start, if you're having a bad month, if you're not at the level you want to be, it's because about 90 days ago, your engine was shut down. What you're experiencing today is a direct result of what you did 90 days ago. True story, we have an agent that was sick and tired of being sick and tired. He lives in Morgan Hill, California, which is, I don't know where, it's just that way, like up north, right? And he messaged me one day and he was like, listen, I'm just not performing at the level that I want to perform at. I go, no problem. How many deals are you doing? He said, like 4 or 5. Okay, great, no problem. And what do you want to do? Like 20? Okay, great, no problem. Well, what has to change? I said, listen, man, you're way underperforming. If you're doing 4 or 5 at a full-time level, either A, you got to get out of the business, or B, you need to fix something fast. So he decided to join us, got into a little satellite office in Morgan Hill, broadcast into our training, and literally in the last 2 days has set 2 listing appointments, fully pre-qualified. He will take this next week more listings than he probably took in all of last year. Why? I think he got clear with what he wanted, and I think he was able to understand, guys, this point. The most important part of the plan is lead generation. People, some of you are waiting for the business to come to you. You have a little tiny engine. What's that cheap car from like the 70s? You have like a Pinto engine. That's what you have, right? It's so cute, so small, right? Every once in a while you decide to do something. Every once in a while you decide to call somebody. If somebody calls you, that's what you've been waiting for. Guys, that's called having a business by default versus a business by design. I'm gonna say that again. That's called having a business by default versus a business by design. I challenge you to tell me another real estate brokerage that has done what we have done in Southern California, or for that matter, in the country, the way we have done it. Anybody, give me one, anybody. It doesn't exist. Why? Because I understand that lead generation is the absolute most important part of the plan. I'm telling you what it takes, guys. I'm telling you what it takes. So if lead generation is the most important part of the plan, who can see this, by the way? Who can see this? Who can see that if you're not generating leads, you're not gonna get business? And who can see that if you are generating leads, you'll have an abundance of business? Who can see this, right? Okay, then here's a magic question, ready? And I want you to write it down just like this. If lead generation is the engine that runs your business, how are we doing? If lead generation is the engine that runs your business, then shouldn't you want to have a perfect, powerful engine? If lead generation is the engine that runs your business, then shouldn't you want to have a perfect, powerful engine? As a matter of fact, say these words: powerful,
powerful.
Lead gen,
lead gen.
Engine,
engine.
Powerful,
powerful.
Lead gen,
engine, engine.
Just picture for a moment if you had a powerful lead generation engine, could you take 4 listings a month?
Yes.
If you took 4 listings a month, would you have to work on the weekends? If you took 4 listings a month, would you be the employer or the employee?
The employer.
Employer. Who's the employee? Buyer's agents. Did you get into the business to become an employee?
Nope.
So how do you become the employer?
Listing.
Lead generation, and by having a listing-driven business. Let me ask you another question. If you had listings, inventory, could you go on vacation with your family?
Yes.
Could you make sales while you were away with your family out on vacation?
Yes.
Could you essentially live an amazing dream life here in this business, in this industry, yes or no?
Yes.
Could you control your time freedom, yes or no?
Yes.
Could you control your income freedom, yes or no?
Yes.
All by doing what? Having a powerful lead gen engine. You want a perfect, powerful lead gen engine. Am I making sense here, yes or no, everybody?
Yes.
Okay, then if I'm making sense, guys, you've got to understand. You've got to understand. The only way to ensure, this is where we're going to become business people. The only way to ensure that we have a powerful, perfect engine is to track your numbers. I knew he was going to mention hard work. I knew he was going to get me uncomfortable. I knew that. It's the only way. See, because if you don't track your numbers, then you really don't know where business comes from, how it comes from. You don't really know. You don't know anything, do you? You don't know how many people you have to speak to. You don't know anything if you don't track your numbers. So that's why for those of you here in the company, we built the business plan engine into our software. Because I realize how important this is, and I wanted to give you that. I wanted to empower that in you so that you can track your numbers as a sales professional. Then I realized that you'll never do it, so then I made a contest. I made a contest that says, if you track your numbers, I'm gonna buy you the most expensive dinner that there is in Las Vegas to buy. And then all of a sudden, guess what everybody does? Oh, me voy a tracar los números. Oh, then now you do it, right? Now you do it. Think about the shift that happened. All of a sudden, you just got clear with what you wanted. And the beautiful thing, guys, is that I don't want to buy you steak dinner. I want to help you to go out and do the same thing. That's how powerful you can become. But that stuff doesn't happen if you're messing around trying to make a deal. It happens if you have a business by design with a plan and you track the numbers to ensure that the plan is working. Because the only way to perfect the engine, guys, the engine has a lot to do with this. So these numbers will tell you how this is working. Does this make sense?
Yes.
The numbers will tell you what you have to work on with this. And sometimes what happens here is driven by what happens here and here. Sometimes what happens here is driven by what's happening here and here. So you see, guys, the reality is that it's time to stop living in a world where you're guessing. And it's time to start living in a world where you truly have a business by design. And I'm going to show you how to do that right now. Here are the main numbers that you want to track, okay? Here are the main numbers that you want to track and why you want to track them. Number one, write down days worked. How are we doing out there, Facebook? We're doing good? Are there humans out there? Yes? Good. days worked. Why should we track days worked? Here is why. As a coach, you could come to me and you can say, man, I've only sold 2 houses this year. And I go, really? Great. How many days have you worked? And then you could go, well, you know, I show up 5 days a week. I can go, okay, really? How many days did you work where you did A, B, C, and D? How many actual days work did you have? And then you go, oh, now I get it. You mean like actually work. Because what do we do in real estate? We show up at 9 o'clock. We have a little coffee and donuts. The office starts showing up at 9:30 or 10. Everybody starts chatting. We get on Facebook for a little bit. Oh, now it's 12 o'clock, so I have to go to lunch. So then I go to lunch, not for 30 minutes or an hour, no, 2 hours, because I'm an independent contractor. Mm-hmm. Now it's 2 o'clock and I go back to the office. Oh, it's time for me to pick up the kids, so I guess I gotta leave again. So then you pick up the kids, right? Or God forbid it's opening day at Dodger Stadium. I can't miss that, can I? I'm gonna give you a little clue. You have one team to worry about. That's your family. And being at Dodger Stadium at opening day ain't feeding your family. Trust me that. Mm-hmm. I love opening day. Because it just lets me see why everybody is living in mediocrity. Yep. Just think about that for a second. Number 2, hours role played. Hours role played. That one just pissed everybody off. I'm going to get a hate mail. That's okay. My numbers show that I'm right. Hours role play. Why do we need to track how many hours you're role playing? Because people, you could go out there and knock on every door, call every person. Heck, even if you don't like prospecting, that's fine. Don't like prospecting. You can go out and put every ad, mail every mailer. And when they finally call you, what the heck are you going to say? Matter of fact, you don't even have to do mailers. You can go to Zillow. You can go to buyleads.com. You can go to Trulia. You can go to all these places. They're only there because you don't have a plan and because you don't know how to generate leads on your own. That's the only reason they're there. That's fine. When they finally call you, what are you going to say? How are you going to increase your conversion ratios? How are you going to capture the lead? What are you going to say? Thank you. Oh yeah, you like that? Here, let me take your number. Hold on. In your little paper, because you don't have a system. Okay, I'll get back to you. Then you put the paper in your pocket, and then you drive away, and you throw all your trash, and there goes your lead. Oh, I lost the lead. And you laugh because it's true. But what are we going to say when we finally speak to people? This is called perfecting the engine. When you finally speak to people, the only way that you can get better is by practicing on a daily basis. It was interesting. I had one of you guys, it was Joe. Joe was here, and I was just minor little tweaks, minor little pauses that he was saying that he shouldn't be saying. Minor opportunities he was giving the client to get away that he shouldn't be getting away. Are you kidding me? After a year or two of those kind of tweaks, he'll be a rock star. Hours role play. Number 3, hours prospecting. Hours prospecting. That starts to show you right there how big your engine is. That starts to show you right there how big your intention and your heart and your belief is. Because again, you can be prospecting all day long and I can look at your numbers and say, well, gosh darn it. You're prospecting every day, 2 hours a day, and if you're not getting the results that you want to be getting, then I have some questions that I need to ask you. Who are you calling? What hours are you calling them in? What's your mindset when you call them? What's your intention when you call them? How's your belief system been lately? See, now we have a business, guys. Now we have a machine that we can tweak and tweak and tweak until it gets bigger and bigger and until it gets perfect. Without this, you don't have nothing. Number 4, contacts made. Contacts made. Why is contacts made so important? Because again, you can be calling and door knocking, but you can be out door knocking and you can be meeting one person per hour. Right off the bat, either you're door knocking on 3-acre lot homes, or you're walking very slow. Who knows what I'm talking about? Yes or no?
Yes.
See, the crazy thing is, guys, listen to me. I've been doing this for 20 years now. You have a problem, I already know how to fix the problem. I already know. Beep, bing. But I can't know if I don't have your numbers. Think about this for a second. If you go on, you door knock for an hour, and I talk to 10 people, and you talk to two, what can you tell me from that? I'll tell you right now, I'm moving a lot faster. I'll tell you right now, I know what to say at every door, so I'm not stumbling and mumbling and fumbling. I'll tell you right now, my intention is a lot quicker. I'll tell you right now, I knock three times, I wait. I knock three times, I wait. If they don't answer, I go. I'll tell you right now that I'm out there to get business and to make it happen. But if you're knocking on doors during the same hour that I'm knocking on doors, and you're only talking to two people, I'll tell you right now that you're walking very, very slow. And that you're probably stopping to enjoy the birds. And that you're probably not even knocking because you're afraid of them to answer. And then if they finally do answer, you don't know what to say, so you're just like, you know what, never mind, goodbye, and you just go to the next. Yes or no?
Yeah.
See, the numbers tell the story, don't they? Okay, now watch this. These numbers are all about the size and the power of the engine. The next set of numbers is about the actual results that the action that the engine gives you. Write these down. Number 5, listing appointments gone on. Listing appointments gone on. Why do we need to know that? Here's why we need to know that. Because the greatest gift you can give yourself, please, it's to understand this ratio. Write it down. Contacts made to appointments set. Contacts made to appointments set. Numbers don't lie. People lie, but numbers don't lie. And when you start tracking your numbers long enough, guys, guess what starts to happen? You'll start going, wait a minute. If I made 1,000 contacts and I went on 10 listing appointments, that means that for every 100 people I speak to, I set an appointment. Well, if that's the case, and I want to take 4 listings a week based off of an 80, or 1 listing a week based off of an 80% closing ratio, that means that I would need to go on 1.5 appointments a week. In order to do that, that means I need to speak to 150 people. Problem solved. See, now we have a business. See, now we know what's going on. And now when the numbers are off, we can tweak it. You all felt it. You all felt me do this immediately. They feel it all the time, the leaders. What'd you see me do on Monday? Hold on, guys, everybody, listen up. Hold on. Things are not going good. We're on track to do really, really bad this month. What's happening? I set the contest. I made the adjustments. I did everything. Yes or no? Yeah. And why did I do that? I did that simply because of the fact that I knew what the numbers were. I knew what our averages are. Some of us guys, we go 3 months and then we go broke because we didn't see what was about to happen before it happened. Why? Because we have no numbers to track. Number 7, listing sold. Why is that number so important? That number is so important because you could finally start to call. You could finally start to prospect. You could finally start to door knock. And you could finally get on appointments. And then you can finally take the listings. But then how many of them are selling? And if they're not selling, why are they not selling? How are you running your CMA? What are you saying when you're there? Are you undercutting yourself on commission? If so, why? Are you taking them at too high of a price? How are your comments in the MLS? How are your pictures in the MLS? There's something wrong if you live in Southern California, a market that moves this fast, and your listings aren't selling. Your numbers will tell you that. And number 8, in little tiny letters, buyer sales. And why do I put them in little tiny letters? Because who wants freedom? Raise your hands. Who wants weekends off? Raise your hands. Who wants to make more money in less time? Raise your hands. Who wants to be the employer versus the employee? Raise your hands. Who wants to rate? The reality is, guys, here's the reality. You only work buyers to help you build a little momentum once you've been off, to help reestablish your belief and get some escrows going, and to help fund the time, the energy, and the resources that it takes to get you listings. That's why you work buyers. And some of us just work buyers because that's what we know. That's what we do. Jose Zavaz is an amazing agent. He's an amazing leader. All he did was work buyers. Now there's a shift because he wants to become a business person. And guess what? Nobody around here does this stuff. That's the best thing of all, guys. Nobody in your city does this. Guess why? Because it's called hard work. Nobody wants to track their numbers. Nobody wants to prospect. Role play? Are you freaking kidding me? Nobody wants to practice their scripts. Why? Because they're controlled by these thoughts. Oh my God, I'm gonna sound really robotic. Blah, 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 blah. Can I prove to you won't sound robotic? Can I prove to you?
Yes.
Yes? Hey, what's your name?
Gerardo.
Gerardo, nice to meet you, man. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good. Listen, I was just walking by the neighborhood and I noticed that I just had a house listed around the corner. And I want to know, who do you know that might be, I don't know, neighbor or family person that might be wanting to move into the neighborhood?
Maybe my cousin.
Maybe your cousin. Fantastic. And how long has your cousin been looking to move into the area? That's all a script. Do I sound robotic?
No.
Okay, so get that out of your head. Next point. Now, this part of the numbers is the income part, the profitability part. Part 9, deals closed. Deals closed. Because the first part is about the engine, the second part is the results that the engine makes, and then the third part is about, well, like the real results, the profit, the money. And last but not least, number 10 is paid income. And why are these two important? Because then you can start figuring out what your hourly value is worth when you're on the phones generating business. And when you figure that out, you won't want to miss an hour anymore, will you? Because you'll know I can take my income divided by my hours that I prospect. Oh my God, I'm worth $1,000 an hour. I can't miss this hour. How many of you guys appreciate the guests we've had on the show? On the show, on realestatesalesshow.com. Yeah. Can I tell you the difference? The difference. A, they track their numbers. B, they have just a little bit higher level of confidence in the game. That's all it is. And C, they shift the focus from buyers to sellers. Those are the three differences. So now, how do you go about this, right? Who's pumped up, motivated, convicted, whatever you want to call it? Raise your hands. Anybody?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Everybody? Okay, good. So how do you go about this? Let me give you a couple of pointers and then I'm going to end with this. Sound fair?
Yeah.
Number one, if you're currently working with buyers, don't stop working with them. You got to put a goal in place to transition to becoming a full-time listing agent. For me personally, it took me 2 years. And that's 2 years of practicing every single day, going to a bazillion seminars, and working really, really hard at this. So if you don't go to a bazillion seminars, you're lucky you work here. We teach you all that. I didn't have that when I was an agent. Okay? So the key is going to be, you have to ask yourself, how many listings do I have to take a month in order to fully focus on this? For some of you, it's 2 to 3 listings a month. And the beautiful thing is, you're not that far away from doing that. But you'll never get there if you don't go, if you don't really go after it. Does this make sense, guys?
Yes.
Until you're at that level, I'll tell you right now, if you work at our company or if you're out there, I wouldn't recommend letting go of your buyers until you're at 2 to 3 listings a month. Even then is a little bit too early, to be honest with you. You really need to be at 1 listing a week. So you need to manage how to work with 2 to 3 buyers and 2 to 3 listings. Now you start really increasing. Now you're rocking and rolling. Step number 2, put a target date of by when you will focus strictly on generating listings. You gotta have a target date, right? It's like, hey, you gotta have a target date. And honestly, guys, for some of you that are newer to the company, I'd give myself a good year, at least. A good year. Okay? It's a transition, people. It's a transition. Step 3, start tracking your numbers. Start tracking your numbers. Do you understand now why it's so important?
Yes.
And it takes you 10 seconds a day. 10 seconds a day. If you're here at Intero, we have built the software for you. It's there for you. It gives you graphs, it gives you data, it gives you everything. Start tracking your numbers. If you're out there, do it on a spreadsheet. Do it on a journal. Do it, but you have to start doing it. Step number 4, find accountability. Find accountability. The one thing I know, guys, is that whenever I want to do anything great, I need accountability. I'm humble enough to, or real enough to share with you that, look, guys, you ain't that cool. You're not. And you ain't that important. I'm sorry to tell you this, but you're not. And the minute you start understanding that you are stronger with the help and support of other people than you are by yourself, I think that's when, like, God really starts to present you, like, all the gifts that come from the resources called people, right? I was just in Cabo a week ago, and for the life of me, I couldn't wake up in the morning because my liver was probably poisoned or something. I don't know, but I just couldn't wake up. So I had to message these guys, and I was like, guys, look, I'm just being honest. I'm in a rut. Like, I'm going to get up tomorrow, no matter what, or else, right? And then sure enough, I did it, and I'm back on track now. But if it wasn't for that, are you kidding me? If I thought for a second I could do this by myself, no. Forget about it. I'd still be stuck. I'm going to leave you with that, guys. I hope that this time spent... Look, I'll tell you what. I do a lot of trainings. But this one... this one is one of those trainings that if you truly apply it and you truly listen to it and you truly understand it, and you truly start doing something about it, it could have, your life could change like that, like today, like right now. So I'm very happy that we have it on Facebook Live, because it's going to be there on my page. If you haven't liked my page, please go do that. Facebook.com/Danny.Morell.page. If you are not following the Real Estate Sales Show, go in your iPhone right now, go to iTunes, type in Danny Morell, and subscribe to the show. Because we've got a lot of great guests coming, and it's all for free, and it's all here to help you guys out. So I'm going to sign off on Facebook, and then I'm going to say a couple of things to our company. So for you guys, questions, comments, or concerns, post it right there. Thank you. First time we let you in on one of our meetings. Hopefully you had a great time. Take care. Bye-bye.